Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, 5 days from the day of reckoning. NFC Championship game at Lincoln Financial Field. And it will be the Niners versus the Eagles, Bosa versus Johnson, Purdy versus Hurts. I can't wait. Rhea, are you excited?
Very excited.
Are you kidding me? It's so
3 p.m.
We actually have tickets to a big game that we're going to give away today.
Wow, this big game.
Ava Graham came up with it because in a moment you're going to hear foolish remarks made by one of the dumbbells in American media, Chris Sims.
Oh, yeah. He's still talking.
And we are picking the top five Chris's that you mentioned today that are better than Chris Sims.
Anyone?
Past or present, if they're named Chris, they have to be named Chris or Christopher or Christina or Christian. Any derivative of Chris puts you in the game. And they have to be somehow better than Chris Sims. Now, Al, you were not here, so I got to tell you. Al, you know what's going on here? You have seen this phenomenon many times.
It's the
us against them mentality.
Okay, yeah.
The Eagles now are in the midst of creating false enemies just in an effort to further motivate themselves and put themselves in the underdog category.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they're doing right now. In fact, we will have a man on at 8 o'clock, Brandon Graham, who is doing this strongly.
Yes,
he is. And did it at a show last night. And in a moment, I will tell you that he attacked me.
Yes,
and my feelings were hurt this time.
He's the best.
Because I can't believe he would depict me in that manner where we talk every week and we're very cordial.
Us against the world, buddy.
Little did I know that he was harboring some doubts about me and not saying it.
Yeah.
I will grill him on this today.
He's just too nice.
Isn't it weird, Rhea, that people rip me and then they're on the show like the next day? This has happened twice now.
That's when Nick, you know you're retiring.
Anyway, Nick has figured you out.
You know, that may be how you know. Anyway, Ross Tucker's out at 7. Brandon Graham's out at 8. Tiki Barber's out at 9. You know why, Al? Because he was saying last week that he thought Jones was in a better position to put out a big game than Kerr Hurts.
Yeah.
That didn't work out correctly. So today we will try to get Tiki Barber to munch on some crow. But let me start. So you got the Chris's. That's how you can win tickets today. Top five get you tickets. We pull them out of a hat. The number one name that comes out, you don't have to at 10 o'clock. Try to get them on Ticketmaster. You're winning them. There are WIP tickets.
Beautiful.
They're excellent. All right. Now, let me start this because, Rhea, you have heard many of my conversations. You've heard all of my conversations with Brandon Graham.
Yes.
Did you think that he saw me as old man?
Yes.
Did you think he saw me as grumpy?
Yes.
Well, he confirmed it on his show last night.
First thing in the morning, you know, you got some grumpy old man out there. And that's what they want to do. They want to release everything that they can and point out all the negatives of the game. But I'm happy Coach stood up for him.
So, Jonesy, right, he was talking about my criticism of Gannon, was fueled by the views of the fans in this city.
Right.
I was speaking for them. So when they are dissing me, ladies and gentlemen, they are dissing you.
Oh, correct. You are not
well
going
played.
There.
Oh, I am totally
well
going
played.
There. But, Rhea, however, I am happy to be at the service of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Absolutely.
If I am part of this plan they have to develop enemies that don't exist, I love that team. This is my favorite Eagles team of all time. And they had one that won a Super Bowl 5 years ago. I like this one more. All right? So anyway, so now Graham is there, and you got to know he's with a nudge. He's with Eskin.
Oh, there you go. No.
And Eskin still hates me for whatever reason.
Yes, he
I guess
does.
It's jealousy. Whatever it is. Yeah. All right. But he's there. And then he kind of, Brandon Graham, here's the thing. He gets trapped. He's so determined to create enemies that the Eagles can get motivated to.
That's what they
Listen
do.
Listen to how this play with Eskin.
I just feel like, you know, people going to be disrespectful this week. And I just can't wait to go to get to work.
Who's going to be disrespectful?
Media. People talk, you know, on what we ain't going to do, what the 49ers going to do. You know, I know we probably going to be the underdogs in this game going into
this
game.
No, you're the favorite.
Well, I don't think about that. I'm looking at the power rankings. We was number 5, and that stuck in my head. So I'm just more about we play better when we underdogs anyway.
Well, that was it. At the end, he kind of revealed what they were doing, right, Jonesy?
Yeah, 100%.
He's saying, we need to be underdogs. We'll make ourselves underdogs.
They are at the best, when they have an enemy to pursue. And that's in this case, he's going to try to make it about the media. The problem in this town right now is everyone believes the Eagles are going to beat San Francisco. It's an extremely confident area right now.
Later in this hour, Brandon's not going to want to listen because I am going to reveal, I'll tell you now, the Eagles are the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they are.
It's tight, but they are currently favored to win the Super Bowl. They don't want to hear that. So I'm here to help. Yeah. You understand? Rhea, when I'm driving in the morning, you know what I'm saying to myself?
How can I help my community?
Exactly. How did you know that?
You
worked with me a long time.
Exactly.
What can I do as a service to my community this morning? So I am offering this as a service with the help of none other than Chris Sims. Chris Sims is the bonehead of bonehead.
Mm-hmm.
He works at NBC, Al, for one reason only. Because his father has worked there for many years. And unlike Chris, his father is intelligent and was a talented football player.
Yes.
Chris has none of those qualities.
Right.
He's a loser. So he's on a podcast. Joe, do we even know? I never found out who this guy is that's with him. But he's on some podcast, Al, they're having a conversation. And Chris Sims wants everybody to know that even now, after what happened on Saturday night, Al, he's holding firm on his support for Daniel Jones.
If you were to switch the quarterbacks, would the result be different? If he was playing for the Eagles, and if Jalen Hurts was playing for the Giants, how much do the Eagles win by?
I don't think it's a whole lot different, because Daniel Jones is going to be able to do the same thing. I mean, he can do some of the things that Jalen Hurts, maybe not as good a runner, but we know he's really close. It's not like, oh, whoa, way better. Again, if you're going to ask me who I'd rather have as a passer, I'd rather have Daniel Jones.
Oh, this guy's embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
This guy's got to stop.
He doubled down.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to quit. He doubled down on stupid.
He needs to take a week off
and then quit. He took stupid and then went, take a week off and quit.
That's what I did with golf.
I know it. But anyway, I want to illustrate this, and I'm glad these people at WIP behind the scenes found this tape. Because this tape goes back to Chris Sims' playing days. And he was known then as dope, all right?
Mm-hmm, he was.
And he was working with the quarterback groomer himself, John Gruden, at Tampa Bay.
Yep.
And Gruden was trying to get him to learn the playbook. And he wanted Sims to run a play during practice. And none of this is doctored, ladies and gentlemen. This will illustrate the deep intellect of Chris Sims.
Let's go scatter to west, right, tight. F left. 372 Y-stick Z-spot.
Here we go. Scatter to west, right, tight. F left. 382 Y-stick
Z-spot. Just go scatter to west, right, tight. F left.
Yeah.
372 Y-stick Z-spot.
Here we go. Scatter. Say it again.
Scatter to west, right, tight. F left. 372 Y-stick Z-spot.
Here we go. Scatter to
west, right, tight.
Scatter to west, right, tight. F left. 382.
372.
Y-stick
Z-spot.
Z-spot. I'm already
breaking.
What a moron.
Now, full disclosure. Johnson was playing that coming in. I couldn't do it either.
No. But isn't that why you study, Jonesy?
That's for every play, because then I started to think, well, you know what? Jalen Hurts is a genius.
Yes.
He remembers all that for every play?
Well, wear the thing on your wrist.
Or something. I don't know. That was pretty amazing. All right. I'm here to help, Jonesy. That's what I do here.
Yes, you do.
So I have one more thing. And Jonesy pointed this out yesterday. Jonesy did not like the Eagles were going off the field at the half, and Nick Sirianni was mugging. He was openly mugging for the camera, like a smug, like a take that jerk kind of thing.
Yeah.
Jonesy hated it when he saw it. He said, they're going to use that in San Francisco.
Personally, I would. And I often tried to get coaches and other teams to do something stupid. I would try to engage with them in a conversation. I would try to bother them. The best ones never even acknowledge that you exist.
Ah, just let it slide.
They're so professional. This is strange behavior.
You think this is a problem. So did Andrew Filippone, who is a talk show host in FAN in Pittsburgh, an Odyssey station. He was on a podcast called First and Pod. And listen how mad he got about Sirianni.
You know what really pissed me off? This is going to, like, you're going to be shocked by this. Sirianni, don't look at the camera like that, you damn goof. I want them now. Like, he's making this face like, you like that? Like, one of those deals, like, try to stop this. You're playing the Giants, okay? Like, make that face after a quarter against the 49ers or the Chiefs. You want to impress me? Do it against them. Pick on somebody your own size kind of deal. You know okay. what I mean? Don't glow after 15 minutes against the damn Giants, dude. Nick Saban wouldn't do that against damn Vanderbilt. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that really annoyed me.
Anyway, a lot of swearing in these podcasts.
Wow. I think that's why some people do podcasts, is just so swear. They can swear and act like they're cool.
So here, Eagles, in my efforts to help you for the big game on Sunday, Chris Sims is once again dissing our franchise quarterback, Jalen Hurts, and Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh, who didn't get a sniff of the playoffs this year. Andrew's unhappy with the mugging of Nick Sirianni. Boys, you're getting disrespected all over this country. Please respond with the proper behavior on Sunday.
What were Andrew's thoughts on Mike McCarthy shoving a cameraman? Did he have thoughts on those?
I've already asked you to book him.
I plan to.
We'll get his thoughts. Yeah. And then we'll find out if he wants to swear on WIP.
No, I can't do that.
Can't do that, Al. Although if
we could now, because it don't much matter.
No, it matters. Al, last word of my time here, the last word of your time on this show
would
is going
to
be an F. What?
You.
No, it's...
Don't ruin your next 5 years,
Al. Is you the final word?
Yes.
What's the second to last word? No, don't tell me. Jason's out of line for the Dirty 30.
Hey, what do you say, Angelo?
Wow, you're up early today, Jason. You must be excited for the next game.
Angelo, if I could think of one word of how I'm feeling right now, it's overjoyed.
Wow. Well, we got two wins to go here, Jason. Save some of it for the end.
Yes, of course I am, Angelo. Right. And it's going to be pretty bad for San Francisco on Saturday. Pretty bad.
It's Sunday, Jason. Could I just ask you one question?
Pretty bad on Sunday.
Yeah, all right, Jason, listen, I need to ask you a personal question, if you don't mind, because we go back a long way. We're very good friends. Do you think I'm a grumpy old man?
No, Angelo. No, not at all.
See that now?
Mm-hmm. You make my mornings.
I make his mornings.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's not a good sign what's going to be happening in a month or so. Yeah. All right, anyway. Jason, do you have a good feeling about this?
I do, Angelo. I have a great feeling. We're going to take care of business on Sunday, and we're going to do the Super Bowl one more time.
All right. You know what would be really charming? If somehow you won our tickets and we're right there in the WIP seats. Name me a Chris who is better than Chris Sims.
I'm going to say Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Oh, well done.
All right, Chris
that's
Rock.
A slap.
Jason Jones. That's a slap in the head. Jonesy, anything you need to ask from Jason?
Yeah, give me one, Jay. Let's go, buddy.
Let's have it, Jason.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Give me one.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Love it, Jason. Be well. Oh, call us back. We have his number. Rhea, here's the thing.
Yes.
Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually appearing at the Borgata.
He is.
Yeah, by
in
demand.
The next couple of weeks. And it's his career is bigger because he took the shot.
Yeah.
Right? At the Oscars.
The way he handled it, too.
But on people, now when I've loved his work for 25 years.
Yes.
I've loved
me too.
Him. But he was on Saturday Night Live one time when he was a kid. Is he the guy that got slugged now? Is that his new thing?
It's part of it, but I think people think less of Will Smith because of it.
Big time.
You know what? Will Smith has a new movie about emancipation. I can't watch it.
Really?
I can't watch it.
What's it about?
I don't know. I don't care. I'm not watching.
It's a big word.
Because I don't like him now. And he's a Philadelphia guy, and I loved him.
They should go on that new thing where you just slap people, knock them out.
There's something for that?
Oh, man. Yeah, there's this new
It's the great.
Like,
it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. How it's legal, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a sport now.
Have you seen this?
No.
You can slap
they stand there,
they
and you
out.
Slap until they pass out, see who wins.
No way!
Yeah. I am yeah, not
going to do that.
Oh, I have to see this show. No. Where is it at?
It's on.
It's one of the UFC guys.
Yeah,
is it Dana White? That's
I think it's White.
Yeah. And you can slap the guy you hate.
You slap.
It's called the slap league, isn't it?
And then they slap you back.
Yes, the slapped ass.
Didn't Dana White slap his wife?
Why is
he? I think. Yeah,
he did. It was on video.
They may well be, but that's
no. That's
we don't need to promote that.
This is unbelievable. No,
this is a good show.
You thought no
power slap?
No, I want to go on with Eskin.
This would be good, actually.
Come on, Al.
You're on to something.
What kind of...
And they change your name to the smacked ass club.
Hold on. Did they spend a lot of money? Did they pay the people who were getting slapped? I'm looking for a new gig.
Damon Feldman promised them a lot, but they didn't get anything.
Shocking.
You know, it does sound like something David Feldman would do. 215-592-9.